Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, y'all.
It's a turn-up Tuesday, and sitting in for Gay with the T, I got somebody who can say their name better than I can. Go for it.
It's Miss Juicy, baby. Yeah.
Straight from Little Women, Atlanta. And, of course, we got the L.A. posse in the house. Heidi and Frank, how y'all feeling?
What's up,
good
Atlanta?
Good to see
hey,
you,
Juicy.
Atlanta.
What's up, my guys?
Well, here's what we're serving on the menu today. Later in the show, Jada continues to spill the tea on our brand new show. Plus, we're going to tell you what she revealed about Jaden. It may shock you.
Oh.
And plus, Kris Jenner got the ultimate housewarming gift from Chrissy Teigen.
They're the best of friends.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm. But first, I know you guys are fans of Miss America. I'm sorry to report.
What?
It's getting less naked.
What do you mean by that?
Well, here's the thing. They're trying to be more inclusive. So Gretchen Carlson, the new chair of the Miss America organization, announced some big changes. Take a look.
We are no longer a pageant. We are a competition. We will no longer judge our candidates on their outward physical appearance. That's huge.
That's huge.
And that means that we will no longer have a swimsuit competition. And that is official as of September 9th when we have our competition in Atlantic City.
This just in, Miss America has been canceled.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I like this.
Why?
Because, okay? You shouldn't just be picking people just because they're pretty. A lot of these women, once they get chosen, they're supposed to be doing a lot of profound things in the community. So if you choose the prettiest girl and she may not know how to do these things and be culture, then that may not be good.
Listen, but I always thought the pageant
is looking good.
That's right, Brad. Yeah. I always thought growing up this pageant was about the whole package. So not only are you pretty, you also have a skill, whether you're playing accordion or spinning plates or whatever the hell it is, and you also have a social conscience where you want to, what do you want to go out into the world and do if you win this competition? So to get rid of one.
Well, who's trying to watch it now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a time and a place.
Focus on the swimsuit part. That's why they have to take it away so y'all can pay attention to the other part.
Well, now on the upside, they're now accepting all shapes and sizes so anyone can participate in Miss America.
Well, I'm Indian.
Okay.
Miss Juicy.
You ready to do your strut,
hey. Can she balance a beer on her head?
But I can balance a beer on my ass, though.
We have a winner.
Tens across the board.
Come on, table shell Sheena. Come on.
Well, as a wedding gift, we're hearing that the Queen has given Prince Harry and his new princess, Meghan Markle, a cottage, basically for a vacation home. But we're also hearing this cottage is said to be haunted. Now, there's a little backstory here because Prince Albert Victor, also known as Prince Eddie, lived in this cottage, but he got the flu at age 28 back in the day, all those years ago. The flu could kill you. So he died at a very young age. So after Eddie's death, they kept everything the same. Like, they kept refilling his water glass on the nightstand.
Oh,
they
hell
would,
no.
They I would, take
they
that.
Would, I know. They would take the soap and, like, you know, replace it with a new bar so that everything looked new.
So then why are you going to give her a hand-me-down ghost cottage? Like, that's ridiculous.
She didn't give that to William and Kate.
Let me tell you, Megan, this is what you do. You go in there, you take a whole bunch of selfies in each room, and you act like you stayed there, but you really didn't sleep there.
Well, you call up Megan's black side of the family and let everybody move in. You're never there by yourself.
Yeah, let them Compton people come over there and stay in that house.
Okay.
I bet that ghost won't bother nobody else.
They'll be like, West Side, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up next, Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk is really the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, it is, girl.
On the latest episode, she opens up about how difficult it was when Jaden asked to move out the house.
At 15 years old, Jaden, and I remember this day specifically. It was probably one of the most heartbreaking moments of my life. You got to a point where you told me straight up, you were like, Mom, I have to leave here to live my life.
Totally.
And I remember thinking to myself, as devastated as I was like, he's right.
Yeah.
The time is now. He's 15. It's time for him to leave the house. Because he was so mature. He was making films. He could really manage his
own life.
And I knew that the sooner I let him go, the faster he was going to come back.
Yeah, I remember this one time I ran away from home at like 8 years old, rode my bicycle to the bridge that I could still see my house from, and waited for my mom to come look for me, and she never did.
Yeah, she knew you'd be home. She'd be like, he's going to get hungry.
Like, yeah, okay, he'll be back.
Exactly. See, for me, the last statement is what really told the story. She said, the faster I let him go, the quicker he'll come back. Because you want to be an adult. You want to pay all these bills. You want to do all this stuff till you get doing it. And then you're like, oh, my God, let me just go back home.
But it's not like a regular person, though. You know what I'm saying? He had the money and everything.
I moved out at 24, and I thought I was doing something. I snuck out and everything. Stole a couple lamps and everything. So I was doing it. I didn't realize at 24 I was a grown-ass woman.
Wow. When you came back, they moved everything out your room.
It's a den now.
It's a storage now.
It was a workout room.
Okay.
She never even went in.
Well, y'all, moving on. Remember just a couple of weeks ago when we covered the crazy bouquet of flowers Kim Kardashian sent to John Legend and Chrissy Teigen to celebrate the birth of baby Miles?
Oh, right. Yeah, yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, y'all, they have definitely returned the favor.
What'd they do, girl?
Okay, but to Kim's mom, Chris, okay? Chris just moved into a new house in Hidden Hills, and Chris thanked them for their awesome housewarming gift, saying, when a forklift shows up at my house on Monday morning with a champagne vending machine and unlimited supply of Moet champagne, I am jumping for joy. Okay. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little drunk. I love you guys. Thank you, my beautiful friend.
Brad, I didn't even know that existed, but I want it immediately.
I love it.
This is dope, because what do you buy for somebody who has everything? You got to start getting creative, because when I buy Mariah stuff, I'm like, oh, my gosh, she got everything. She could buy herself anything.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, Brad, what is the last thing you've bought Mariah? Like, I want to know, what would you buy a woman like Mariah?
A limited edition Louis Vuitton purse that I knew was out for only like a month and nobody else could get it.
That's a good one.
It took all my savings I had in my account.
So what was the last gift that she gave you was?
Oh, my God. Probably a Louis Vuitton duffel bag with the Louis Vuitton matching hat and scarf with the Louis Vuitton toiletry bag all together.
I feel like this level of one-upmanship is how slavery started. What if I bought you a person?
Up next, Celebrity Family Feud returns this Sunday, and we'll finally be able to see the Kardashian-Jenners versus the Kardashian-Wests.
Ooh, we got it.
Oh, I've been waiting on this.
Top five answers on the board. Here we go. We asked 100 women, name a reason you think Steve Harvey's a good kisser.
Lips.
I'm here to win, bro. I'm here to win.
You're here to win. I mean, are they that obvious?
Okay, assuming lips are the number one answer, which they probably are, what are the other four answer possibilities for why Steve Harvey is a good kisser?
I was thinking of why he would be a bad kisser, because sometimes when the lips are really big, then the kiss is super juicy. I don't like a super juicy kiss.
Well, we all like to keep it juicy.
You know,
that's right, juicy.
But when someone's mustache is that thick, though, do you smell it, ladies?
Like, no.
I'm sure his don't smell,
honey. I'm sure it smells like money.
Okay. Tom Ford, okay, honey?
Coming up, you know the Jada Jackson custody battle is getting nasty when they fight over the Wi-Fi password. We got more on that after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
So it seems
Mr. Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy is sick over his ex's child support demands.
Like, how much money is she asking for?
Well, y'all, Jesse Williams says his ex, Aaron Drake Lee's new demands are absurd and greedy in no way related to the children's needs.
Oh, they all say that.
But it typically be the case.
Yeah, for real. Let me tell y'all what she wants, though. She wants more child support for their two kids, including $25,000 a month for future college support.
How we even know these kids are going to be that great?
How do you know they want to go to college?
First of all know that most parents prepare even if their badass child don't want to go to college.
But $25,000 per month?
They should have set up a college fund or something.
Girl. He refuses to pay the extra cash, mostly because the kids are only 2 and 4 years old.
Well, I can understand
that. Hey, Greg, do the math. What is $25,000 per month from 4 years old to 19?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming they wanted the kids to buy a college by the time they was old enough to go.
Right? Listen, when you go to college, it's not just the college. You got to pay for your apartment, your car.
First of all, did your parents pay for your college?
Girl, I ain't went to nobody college.
Exactly. They might grow up and be on Housewives, girl. They might grow up and be an MC, a rapper.
Well, on to some more family drama, y'all. Janet Jackson's custody battle got a little messy this past weekend.
Yes, it did.
Really messy. So on Saturday, Janet called the police to do a welfare check on her 1-year-old son who was staying with her ex-husband, Wasim Al-Mina.
You about to conjure a spirit.
Gary says, Wasim Al-Mina.
Yes.
Did the police tell Janet stop playing on the phone?
No. The way the story initially went, she was terrified by his behavior, locked herself in the bathroom so that she could call and reach Janet Jackson. Yes. That story did not come from Janet. It directly came from her brother, Randy. Now, they say Randy is basically inserting himself to give Janet Jackson a better handle in this whole child custody situation. Mm. And that the real situation was that the nanny was just simply upset because Wasim would not give her the passcode to the Wi-Fi.
Randy just needs to stay out of it and mind his own business.
Randy Jackson probably about to drop a mixtape or something. Because you don't usually hear from him.
So, I don't know. I blame both people. I mean, I don't know if I can blame the nanny. Because if she's telling the truth, sometimes if you need that Wi-Fi, you need that Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and if the nanny is there by herself with the dad and Janet feels uncomfortable, I would have, like, 16 other family members around. Like, Rebe would be there, my mom would be there, just so if anything goes wrong, my kid could go to one of them and maybe away from the dad if the dad is tripping like that. Or maybe he not tripping. We don't really know.
People will lie for the Wi-Fi.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because just imagine she up in there, she bored. Like, you're supposed to be there kind of watching the kid, but the kid's with the dad.
Right.
So you have nothing to do.
Exactly.
You cool for about 30 minutes. 30 minutes starts to feel like 3 hours to you. All of a sudden, you want to get online and do something strange. Well, let's talk about The Rock. Now, I know y'all heard about him doing a Fast and Furious spinoff, and he is not taking his role lightly. Dude is in the gym.
Call and check on his wife. This ain't safe. This just ain't safe to have hips moving like that.
Which one is his wife? Oh, the one in the wheelchair.
He held it at the end.
That man's stroke game on 1,000.
Okay.
1,000.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
You're getting people pregnant without actual sex. Like, you know, doing that.
She gonna bump the girl into the ceiling.
Did you see how the weights on the ends of him? Like, oh, my God, he can hump an elephant.
Juicy, we would never see you again.
What's wrong with that?
He would bop you in the space.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Juicy.
You'd be like a satellite.
Coming up, there's something that shocked Tiffany Haddish even more than biting Beyonce. Ooh. Find out what that is after the break.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partner.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians.
So Tiffany Haddish is baffled at the secret practice of singers.
And divorce court takes you into real life
courtroom battles through experienced relationship drama first hand. And John revealed to her what it takes to keep his voice on point.
How do you get your voice back when you're tired like that? Because I have not figured it out yet.
You have to rest. You have to not talk for a while. For me, my doctor, I know, right? My doctor is always like, be silent as much as you can. Don't talk a lot. Of course, you drink a lot of water. And there are also kind of, you know, some kinds of drugs that they'll give you. Like, they'll give you steroids if it's really bad.
And now, you might not want to tell everybody you're doing these steroids because now you might get excommunicated from the competition.
No, trust me. I promise you, every famous singer you know has had to take some prednisone every once in a while.
Really?
I promise you.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Not Beyonce. Well, I hope the Grammys don't get mean and be like, you know what, if you had to take some prednisone. Prednisone. We got to take your Grammy back. What?
I swear you got to love Tiffany Haddish.
I know, right?
The excitement that being people face when they find out things for the first time.
Yes, yes.
It is so genuine.
She's totally shocked.
It's not bad, Tiffany, like the baseball players and people that do steroids.
Yeah, she was thinking of right, like, I shoot think
it's up. Like Sammy Sosa steroids.
Right.
Like, there's going to be an asterisk next to everybody's name who won a Grammy that I found tested positive for steroids.
Yeah,
hashtag me too. I don't know. It depends. Too much anything is not good for you.
You're right about that. Lord. Tiffany knows she keep Beyonce name in her mouth, don't she?
She do.
She love to find out some Beyonce tea.
She does.
That is her real life superhero.
It really
is. Yes, it is.
Did she not sign that NDA? And she's still ready to spill it.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right.
Oh, man.
And this one is a twofer. Check out this Mondani 2-in-1 Windsor Flap Crossbody. Love this one, guys.
Ooh.
It's a compact crossbody with enough room to hold all of the essentials. And guys, y'all know what the best part about this bag is?
What?
It's like 2-in-1. All right, you see this first part?
Uh-huh.
Take it off and you got another purse.
Yes.
How is that happening?
I know. And so that's the best thing. It can match any outfit that you put on. Also, guess what else?
What?
Take the strap off, and it's a clutch, bitch.
Yes.
Witchcraft.
Yes.
Ooh, I love a good bang for my buck, Portia. Now, how much does it cost?
Well, the Mondani 2-in-1 Windsor Flap Crossbody has been priced as high as $98.
Okay.
But for our Dish Nation family, it's only $29.
Whoa. You guys can have a high fashion purse like that for $29. It got two flaps on it.
Twerking for a burp.
Okay. I live for this deal. Just go to morningsave.com and step up your purse game.
Okay.
After the break, we'll tell you why the latest fashion accessory is a chicken. Okay, stay tuned for that.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Guess what?
What?
It's time for my favorite segment.
Oh!
What the fashion? Yes, what is the latest fashion accessory? Well, it's a chicken.
A what now?
A chicken. Heartthrob singer Harry Styles proving that...
Harry no Styles.
You can just have a chicken.
No, you can't.
No, he still looks good. I'm sorry.
No, he looks like a crazy person.
If
you just saw him, he'd be like, don't look now, there's a guy, it's a chicken. He's in the store, it's a chicken. I mean, he looks nuts.
The only nutsy part I see in the whole Gucci fashion commercial is that he takes the chicken to a chicken restaurant.
No, I think it was a fish and chips restaurant.
It was fish and chips?
Yes.
But then why'd he leave the chicken there?
This is the most bizarre conversation I've ever had in my entire life.
That's where mad cow disease started. So now mad chicken disease is just on the horizon. This proves that if you're good looking enough, you can do anything fashion-wise in public and people will glom on.
So this is going to catch on. We're going to see people on the red carpet carrying chickens now because Harry Styles carried a chicken. It's the new accessory. Like the small dog used to be in like bags for women.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be a chicken.
It'll be a chicken then a bag.
Just for guys or can...
Or maybe a bucket. Maybe a bucket of chicken. I don't know if a bucket of chicken would take off though, right?
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.